Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We just had Eric Edholm from NFL.com. Pretty much anything you need to know about the draft. Boom, it's right there for you, and it's on the Odyssey app, and it's also available at 923thefan.com. A little bit earlier in the show, we were listening to the morning show's conversation with Kevin Stefanski. If you missed any of that, you've got a couple opportunities to go back and check it out. One of the ways to do it, obviously, is on the Odyssey app, and you can check out the morning show podcast, but you can also check out tonight. Later tonight, we'll have that on our Rewind show.
Yeah, so, Fan Rewind will have that guy on it.
So excited. So if you want to go back and listen or you missed any of it, it's right there for you in all kinds of formats. So we take care of you here at 92.3.
Absolutely. We got to get it on vinyl and analog next.
Reel to reel?
Reel to reel.
Coming up on the 8-Track Hour, Kevin Stefanski plays the hits with Anthony Lima and Ken Carbon.
Those things were the worst.
Which one?
8-Track. Ugh, they always jammed.
You can understand.
Always jammed.
Wait, are you old enough for 8-Track? Because I'm barely old enough
I had buddies who had 8-Tracks because they thought it was cool because it was vintage. They'd be like, yeah, let me put Bad Out of Hell in here. And then it wouldn't work because it's 8-Track.
I don't. The better one was the AudioVox FM converter that you had to put in your car so you could have FM. Do you remember those?
No, I do not remember those.
What's crazy. So you had an AM radio in the car. Then there was, I think, probably an ashtray underneath it. And then you would take this little thing that was a FM converter, and then you would mount the FM converter underneath the ashtray. So your radio was in two different spots.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure there was an Oldsmobile. I mean, I know my brother had done that to one of our Oldsmobiles in the 70s. So there you go. And if you want more of this kind of fun, listen to our friends at NCX. So there was a story that came out 2 days ago, 3 days ago, that really caught your eye and my eye too. And it's from Sportico. And Sportico is the business of sports is their subtitle for the name of the site. And they had cited an Athletic article that went along with it. And the headline was College Football Super League Pitch Deck Details a Breakaway Plan. So right away it had my attention and had yours too. Now, here's the super interesting part of it. So I'll just read a little bit of it to you. So for the past 2 weeks, college sports stakeholders have been debating the concept of a Super League, one group's vision for a brand new college football enterprise. They're continuing to talk about it, but their top line plan, 80 teams, 16-game playoffs, new conferences.
So,
excuse me, the group College Sports Tomorrow has some interesting names in it. Why don't you tell everybody what they are?
Very
interesting.
So the crux of this, for those of you out there, is the dream that we have all had for college football for a very long time, which is, you know, and this is the Jeff Phelps plan. We've seen this a long time, which is the European soccer model, where basically we're going to end up with one top-tier conference with promotion and relegation, where you're going to have you're going to be able to have teams that will find their way up into the top tier and teams that will find their way down into the bottom tier, depending on performance, all of the best teams going up against each other in a season format.
Okay, but here's what you need to hear, Cleveland sports fans.
Mm-hmm.
The College Sports Tomorrow group is a collection, now this, again, this is according to Sportico, is a collection of U.S. sports team owners, executives, and college administrators. Ready to hear some of the names that they're telling you are in it?
Do tell.
One.
I must.
Devils, Sixers, possible future Guardians owner, minority owner of your Guardians right now, David Blitzer. Ready for another name in that group?
I must.
Browns owner, Jimmy Haslam. Both of those names are listed in this Sportico article as the collection of U.S. sports teams, owners, executives, and college administrators that comprise this College Sports Tomorrow.
First College Sports Tomorrow.
College Sports Tomorrow. It's
College Sports Tomorrow sounds like a fake nonprofit that would get brought down by the government in like one of these 3 months, in the same way that like Bishop Sycamore got brought down. Like, that's what that is. College Sports Tomorrow is here to make sure that the college ahead of us, we got to get a better name.
Wait a second. I was trying to get into Bishop Sycamore.
Were you?
Yeah, I totally.
Resubmit your transcript.
I didn't take SATs or ACTs, so it's kind of weird.
Oh, no, they take CATs. Really, you just color a picture of a cat, and if you stay in the lines, you get in.
CATs. That's all. I've never heard that before. So in the story, it talks about an 11-page deck entitled Competitive Equity Proposals, and Dan kind of talked about that a little bit. If you go into the scenario, so I just think there's like really interesting stuff, because like the Athletic talks about revenue sharing that favors the biggest brand names like Alabama, Notre Dame there, but the group envisions a prospective players union that will collectively bargain on topics like NIL, transfer restrictions, and prioritizing competitive equity, so that that's what's absent in the current structure. And then the Dartmouth deal, you know, after that happened, you start thinking, well, that kind of makes sense, a players union for all these things that are going on. And that they would go to an 8-division situation. Now, this is interesting because they actually lay out the proposed Super League divisions for college athletics.
Mm-hmm.
There is one part that I really, really like. But there are things I don't like about it, too. It separates Ohio State and Michigan. That's never going to happen.
Right.
It eliminates the Big Ten. It eliminates the SEC. You know,
we're close to that anyway. Getting rid of the Big Ten and the SEC, but we're close to getting rid of the ACC. We're close to getting rid of the Big 12. We're close to getting rid of the Mountain West. We're close to this all is crumbling to the ground slowly but surely.
So there's also relegation
mm-hmm.
in this Super League, which I think is great because they have it broken down into West, Southwest, Plains, Midwest, Northeast, South. East, South, and then what I really, really, really like is this league. One of the divisions is called Under League Division. It's the Under League,
mm-hmm.
which would be schools that I'm assuming are currently not in the Super League, or that this division would exist in the Super League, giving one of those teams the opportunities to go through it. You with me on all this?
Yeah. It's the promotion and relegation dream that we all want, where every single team who plays well has a chance to find their way into the top league. And the teams such as Vanderbilt, who are there because they're Vanderbilt and their alumni have a boatload of money and they're a part of the SEC, can find themselves into a lower tier to give somebody like a Coastal Carolina, which is putting together really good football teams of late, a chance to be at the top tier, and we can actually see these games that we want to see.
It does split apart, though. The Big Ten and the SEC. It splits them. But it also allows schools like Miami, like they have Miami and Toledo listed as the under-league division. So it's fascinating. Sportico has it. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about it later in the show. But I have a lot of reasons why I think this won't work. We'll talk more about it when we have a little bit more time. But we just want to bring it to your attention. And we've got a lot more fun. So I'm really interested in what Brian Anderson has to say about that. We might bring it up later with him. Daryl Ryder as well. He'll join us next. We'll talk Cavaliers with him, and we'll also talk Browns with what's going on too. So Daryl Ryder next right here, Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.